It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Have you ever wanted to try juicing and thought about buying a juicer, or bought one only to find it stored away in the back recesses of your pantry and not being used? Well, bring it out, because we're talking today to celebrity nutritionist Sherry Kalbum. So, and she's also the author of The Juice Ladies, big book of juices and green smoothies. So, Sherry, let's talk about juicing. Is it as healthy for you as actually eating the fruit or vegetable?
Well, you know, it's healthier in some respects than even that, because you can juice more and it's broken down. It's like a pre-digested food. Your body can just start absorbing those nutrients right away. So I say do a combination, eat some and juice some. And juice some things that maybe you would never eat, like dino kale, chard, collard greens. Those are not some of the top things on people's lists. But you can tuck them into juices, and you won't even know they're there, but you're getting all of those dynamic nutrients.
Now, what about the fiber aspect of it?
Well, eat a high-fiber diet, and hopefully people are already doing that. If you're not, start. And then add juice as an addition. It's like liquid vitamins and minerals in a glass. It's better than popping any kinds of pills. It's just so good. It's got all the complements, plus biophotons, which are those light rays of energy that the plants absorb from the sun, and they feed our mitochondria, the little energy units of our cells, and they feed and help our cells communicate better. So you can't get those in a pill, and so I view juice like I would a supplement. Add to your diet, it fills in the gaps. You know, there was a study just done in the UK finding that people that ate 7 to 8 servings of fruits and vegetables a day had more energy and a happier mood. They proved that. 280-plus people were in the study, and they found that they all reported a better mood, happier mood, more energy. They were calmer during the day. So who doesn't want that? And add the juices in for all of these wonderful reasons.
Now, I love to juice myself, but just tell me quick about the skin. So we do not get the skin when we juice. Are a lot of the vitamins and things that we might use in the skin, and we're missing those then, but making up for it by having double the amount?
Well, you know, it depends on what you're juicing. If I juice cucumbers, I get organic ones, and I don't peel them. So I do get the skin, and I get the skin of organic apples, because the juicer will just grind all that up, so you'll get all the goodness from the skin. But if you're peeling things like lemons, and you don't necessarily have to buy organic lemons, they're closer to the Clean 15 list on EWG.org. You can read more about the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen. And so you can peel those, but leave the white pithy part on. That's where your concentration of vitamin C and bioflavonoids are. Almost everything else, almost all of the fruit, pears, plums, I never peel those. Peaches, you just juice them. And your dark leafy greens, you know?
Well, one of my favorite things to juice and to eat, for that matter, is beets. And so beets, you keep the skin on, right? You just have to wash them, because beets are almost always dirty.
Yes, scrub them well and mix them, because a lot of people say no matter how much they scrub them, they taste like dirt.
I just love beets, love them so much. So give us some of your best advice for different combinations. If we wanted to use kale, in my house we eat a lot of kale, but if we want to juice it and you're somebody who doesn't get to eat a lot of kale or spinach or beets or chard or any of these wonderful vitamin-packed things, give us some recipes that people can put in to make them taste good so that they're not so afraid of them.
See, there is the key, isn't it? It's got to taste good. So how about green lemonade? That's a really popular one right now. And you start with 2 apples and a half to a whole lemon and a handful of dark leafy greens. You can choose your favorites, but I always say to people, choose some you never have tried before. Get some variety also in your diet. You don't have to be afraid, because you probably won't even taste them. And delicious when it's combined with apple and lemon. So you can do any kind of lemonade, charred lemonade, kale lemonade, collards lemonade, on and on it goes. And you can tuck into that, too, little pieces of vegetables you'd normally throw away, like the stems of asparagus. A couple of those can go in there. You won't know they're there, but it's good economy. You're not throwing away stuff you normally would, or the hard base of the broccoli that you would normally toss. You can cut a piece of that off and put it in there. Another great favorite is my carrot, apple, and ginger. And to that, you can add a little bit of beet, all your greens, some cucumbers, celery. As long as you get a great base, and carrot, apple, and ginger makes a really nice base as well, a little bit of spice. That ginger root is very rich in zinc, which is so important for our immune system and our brain. It's one of the key ingredients for my recipe, the Brain Helper. And zinc, they've been found in deficiencies of zinc, lead to Alzheimer's disease. It can, and zinc is very important for good brain health. So include
now
them.
What about things like, do we add to these juices, Sherry, do we add like spirulina or blue green algae? Are you recommending that we add and kind of beef up the juices a little, or do you like us to just use the juicer and bring it out in a pitcher and serve it just like that?
Either way is fine. And lots of people do like to add additional things to their juice, whether it be the two you just named or some extra powdered vitamin C, or they might put in a little protein powder and whisk it in. So you can make it as nutrient-packed as you want, or you can just juice it up, like you said, and pour a beautiful glass of juice. And you know, a 12-ounce glass, which I just poured this morning, I wanted to measure it, it is a standard glass. That's two servings of fruits and vegetables right there in one glass.
See, now that's what I like, is that, and especially for kids, if you make a really cool juice, and I love your recipe for the apple lemon green, you know, apple lemonade or green lemonade, is that you're getting your fruits and vegetables, you're getting so many of those vitamins in just a little drink. Now, what about other things? People make smoothies all over the place. Now,
yes.
Smoothies different than juicing. What is the difference, really?
Well, that's a blended drink, and there are a lot of people who call those juices, but they're blended drinks, and they're really smoothies because it keeps everything in the container. That everything you put in there is going to stay there. The insoluble fiber will not get ejected. That's good and delicious for really soft things. Baby spinach, cucumber, celery does pretty well. Most of your greens, if you chop them up. But when you start adding harder things like asparagus stems, broccoli stems, beets, and carrots, people say to me all the time, oh my goodness, I got this high-powered blender type of, they thought it was a juicer, and it's gritty and it's mushy, and I'm trying to strain it, and it's taking me forever to make my juice. Because somebody told them they were buying a juicer when they weren't. So it just depends on your goal and what you want to do. I have both, and I make green smoothies in the morning, but I juice first. And then I pour it in the blender. I add my avocado, blend all that up. Sometimes I put in some extra greens that don't juice as well, like parsley or baby spinach don't juice as well. Blend all that up, and I've got a fabulous morning green smoothie with the avocado, which gives some fat and protein. That was my breakfast today.
I love that, and it's so full of good health, and I love avocado. You know, the Chinese have been making avocado smoothies for a very, very long time, and until I had one, I just had never had a smoothie made with avocado, even though we eat them nearly every single day in this house, and they're so smooth and so good. So you can get a juicer and make your nice juice and use things, listeners, that you wouldn't use otherwise, or that you might not even think you know how to cook. Just use kale and spinach and chard and make them for your kids, and they taste good if you add in apples and lemons and things, kiwi, that are a little bit sweeter to kind of give it a little kick. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.